We interviewed a very courageous young woman from Grange in County Sligo last April, Eve McDowell, who provided us with quite horrendous details of being stalked while she was a student at university in Galway. And the man involved had stalked her for quite some time. It began actually with his visiting her in a shop where she worked, and ended quite alarmingly with the man concerned breaking into her apartment in Galway, armed with a claw hammer, and assaulting her housemate. The stalker was subsequently jailed for 7 years. And Eve told us last April what the effect the episode had on her.
Simple day-to-day tasks, like going to the shops, stuff like that, like, just become such a challenge. Constantly checking the locks in the house and finding it hard to sleep at night and finding it hard to trust people. You start questioning yourself and, oh, was I too nice, and am I too friendly to people? And yeah, it really does make you wary of a lot of things.
Well, Eve and another stalking victim, Una Ring, based on their experiences, set up a campaign earlier in the year, as I say, to make stalking a standalone criminal offence. And they set up a support website for stalking victims. And that campaign reached the floor of the Shannon last Wednesday, with Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers bringing forward the Non-Fatal Offences Against a Person Stalking Bill, which would put the new crime of stalking on the statute books with a maximum prison sentence of 10 years. And Senator Chambers spoke outside Leinster House, as did Eve, on Wednesday.
Still today in Ireland in 2021, stalking is not a criminal offence, and that's something that we want to change today. And that's what we will be doing this evening, is moving this bill to the next stage, so that hopefully in time we will have stalking on the statute books as a standalone criminal offence.
Nothing was done until he broke into my house, attacked my housemate with a hammer, and a knife and Viagra were found outside.
I mean, in both cases, each of the perpetrators will serve less than 5 years. Less than 5 years of what they've done. Both Una and Eve will serve a life sentence for what they've been put through.
All right, well, Eve McDowell is back on the line with us this morning. And Eve, this is a very positive development during the week, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, like, we sat down and watched the debate last night on Bureaucracy TV, me and Una. We were watching it on our phones, and, like, it was supposed to be a debate, but it was just, like, a unanimous decision that this should be in place. And the recommendations were made by the Law Reform Commission in 2016. And again, when the Harmful Communications Act, COCO's law, so the updated harassment bill in 2020, like, it's been recommended a couple of times, so now it's kind of a thing of, like, why isn't it there already, and how quickly can we get it in?
And you know, how quickly, I mean, what happens from here? You got a lot of support during the week from the senators, from Senator Chambers in particular.
Yeah, like, we've crossed party support, so basically on Tuesday now, it's a chance for the senators to have a chance to make amendments to the bill themselves if they'd like to bring anything forward or suggest anything to change or to add. And then the next stage after that is basically a confirmation stage, so like everyone agrees with any changes that have been made. And then that whole process has to happen again in the Dáil with the TDs. So it is a lengthy process, but, you know, so far it's moving quite quickly and they all seem eager to get it through quickly. So fingers crossed in the next few months that it'll be in place.
I mean, what sort of reaction have you had generally, apart from the political reaction and support, what sort of reaction have you had from the public since you and Una started your campaign a couple of months ago?
Well, a lot of people didn't realise it wasn't recognised as a crime and that it wasn't named in legislation as a crime or an offence. I was surprised. You know, it took me actually experiencing it to find that out. So the public reaction's great. We have over 11,000 signatures now, nearly 12,000 on the petition. So we're still trying to push that. It's on stalking.ie. Yeah, generally, everyone seems to be in agreement with it, but at the same time, it's why wouldn't they be? So I think it's really important that, you know, we give it the final push and put the pressure on the Department of Justice to try and get this through as quickly as possible.
Yeah, well, of course, you were brave enough, as was Una, to go public on, you're very public on your experiences. Were you surprised by the amount of people who contacted you and had similar unfortunate experiences?
Like, every day we're shocked. We never expected, you know, we knew that there was others, but we didn't realise how many. And a lot of people, I think, had experienced it years ago and not even really understood what it was or what was happening. And then, you know, conversations need to be had for people to be able to recognise the behaviours and keep themselves safe. And, yeah, there's a complete lack of education around the topic, but hopefully now with the campaign and us coming out sharing our stories, it, you know, encourages people to have the discussion and to stop in their tracks and say, hold on, like, this is wrong. We shouldn't be tolerating this.
Yeah, you were talking during the week, as was Una, about, you know, this step akin to getting the power back, your power back a bit. I mean, that's a powerful statement really in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's so true. I mean, like, it takes everything from you after it happens. Like, me and Una had felt that. And from doing this, it has restored some of that power. I mean, it comes and goes, but I mean, just seeing the support from the public and all the people reaching out, saying congratulations and well done, like, it really does keep us going.
How are you doing anyway, Eve, at the moment? How are things going for you in general?
Good. I mean, like, it's hard some days still. Like, even my housemates were going on holidays, and I had to say to the housemate, oh, are you going to be in the house? You know, like, it's still there. Still checking the doors a lot. But you kind of just have to accept that it changes you, and once you make peace with that, that's when the healing starts. I mean, it's always going to be with me, but just trying to channel that positively is the main thing now.
Well, you're obviously pushing very much an open door, and there is huge political support for this. So, as you say, it may take time, but you're confident it will get there, and we will have a situation where this is a standalone criminal offence and punishable with a sentence of up to 10 years in jail. That's the ultimate aim, isn't it?
Yeah. And it was just so important to us to incorporate some things. Like, you know, people might not realise, but, you know, having spyware on someone's phone, that's not illegal. Putting a GPS tracker on someone's car, there's nothing in legislation about that. So we were really trying to think ahead with it as well, to include, you know, the cyber threat side of things. So, you know, I think that's really important as well. So fingers crossed now as well.